This is CPR News. I'm Matt Bloom. Governor Jared Polis has laid out his plan for tens of billions of dollars in next year's state budget. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
This year's budget debate isn't going to be quite like the last couple years. There won't be the same bonanza of federal money, state funds aren't growing as fast, and the economy is looking gloomier. Polis warned lawmakers that there isn't much new money to spend.
There is very little room in this budget for new programs.
But his proposal did find money for priorities like a 26% boost for public safety and nearly $40 million for wildfire response. The budget also includes a 5% raise for state employees. General fund spending on operations would rise 7% to nearly $15 billion, slightly below the pace of inflation. But the proposal still faces months of debate with state lawmakers and others. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Colorado senators want to see action on a bill that would study whether a historic black homesteading settlement could become part of the national park system. CPR Caitlin Kim reports.
Senators John Hickenlooper and Michael Bennett have asked the Energy and Natural Resources Committee to hold a hearing on the Deerfield Study Act. That would get the legislative ball rolling on the Senate side to decide if the historic site can join the national park system. Still, it might be a tough ask. The Senate doesn't return until mid-November and only has a few weeks left in session. The House version of the bill, introduced by Ken Buck and Joe Neguse, is waiting on a floor vote. I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Cold tonight along the Front Range, lows in the 30s, below freezing in the mountains. This is CPR News.